best things come to those who wait. Wait. I mean, that sounds amazing. That simplicity, that focus, that freedom from the busyness and the hecticness of life. I want that desperately. I mean, what a relief would that be to live life in that way? But that is not the world that we live in. Life is hard. We work hard. There are demands, so many demands, and life is busy. If you knew that you were going to die in 3 years' time, how would you live your life? Would you live it like you do now? Would you? Maybe not. So, there I am, sitting at my desk at work. An inbox full of emails, a desk covered in to-do lists, a day of meetings and planning and, well, working, because that's what we do. And we can't not work. And there is always more to do, more to be done, higher standards to achieve, more to fit into the day because budget cuts are rough and the workload is still growing, so do you mind? You're so resourceful just taking on one more project, which is humanly impossible, by the way. Just squeeze it in, it shouldn't take that much time. Okay. Panic rises. Of course. Because you can't say no, can you? And so I sit there, and my brain is sent spinning with mounting expectations, and I wonder if I even care about what I'm doing. But push that thought aside, because you just gotta do it. And I gotta say, my job looks pretty good from the outside. It even looks like I'm making a difference in the world, making an impact. I'm teaching, I'm serving, I'm working with some of the most deprived teenagers in the country. Looks pretty good. And so I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off because I can't say no and because I know that what I'm doing is making some sort of impact. And isn't it impressive how much I can cram into one day? And that's just work I'm talking about. I haven't talked about my social calendar. I mean, I've got book clubs and dinners, birthday parties and social engagements, a bit of volunteering, and lots of status updates. I mean, I am so busy. And the thing is, somehow, all of this running around is to glorify God. Because won't he be proud of me that I can fit so much into my day? I mean, I can do it all. Our job is the relentless pursuit of who God made us to be, and anything else is sin, and we must repent of it. What does that mean? Because if it's about the relentless pursuit of something, let me tell you, I'm really good at that. I relentlessly pursue excellence in my job. I relentlessly pursue filling my days and filling my time. But there's something I cannot fill, something gnawing away at the pit of my stomach, this insatiable beast. So, I sit in my living room on a night with no plans, and I find myself alone. Unable to make a decision about what to do, I think about dinner, I check my email, I pick things up and I put them down again, I check my email again, I check my voicemail, I change my mind about dinner. Unrest and insecurity start to bubble to the surface. I have a little personal crisis. At home on a night with no plans, maybe a few tears into a glass of wine. Thoughts coming in and out of my mind like, where are my friends? Why is no one called? Is it because actually, honestly, secretly, my friends are not really my friends, they only act like my friends when I'm around, but actually they don't really care when I'm not there because everyone is doing something more fun and more exciting and I'm not included. Thoughts drift to my work colleagues, their jobs, their homes, their successes. They must be happier than me, more successful than me. They do more, feel more, pursue more because they are better and more motivated and more passionate than me. And I want that. I want what they have, their smiling faces, their opportunities, their social engagements, their connections. I'd have it if only I did more. I can fill my space and I can fill my time, but I cannot fill this hole in my heart. And I think about my job, my job. Do you ever wake in the morning with a feeling of dread? Dread about what the day will bring. Dread about what you should have done. should have, could have, would have, if only you had more time, more motivation, more skill, more passion. And even though I know somewhere in there that I am a valuable and capable human being, the secret fear of my inadequacy is what I face every day when I look myself in the mirror. And when I wake up in the morning, the voice that I hear is not the voice of encouragement, the voice of, yes, go, connect, go, love, go, be, and give, and serve. The voice I hear is, why haven't you? Why didn't you? It is the voice of the relentless slave driver, the voice of disappointment. As though I'm going to walk out onto the street on my way to work and be greeted by everyone I know, and they're going to look at me, look at the ground, shake their heads in disappointment. If only she had just... Do you know what I mean? That secret fear that gnaws away in the pit of your stomach. That secret fear of inadequacy or failure or rejection that you just don't want to look in the face, but it drives you. And boy, does it drive you. If only she just... If only I'd what? I'm doing the best I can. Look at me, look at what I can do. And I spend my days desperately trying to scrape together a semblance of self that is acceptable, maybe even successful, a semblance of self that meets the standards, the criteria, the values of the world around me. And I take together these pieces of my life into a makeshift me, a papier-mâché collage of the places I go, the things that I do, but there are always gaps to fill. There are tears to repair, gaping holes that need covered. Look at me and look at what I can do. I slap on a coat of paint for a slicker, shinier me. See how much I serve, give, do. Isn't that great? No? Not enough? Wait, I can do more. Teetering on the edge, I rip and tear and tape and glue, trying to create the self I think the world wants. Look, look at me now. Is that better? More social engagements, more friends, more activities, more giving, new shoes, new shirt, a fantastic holiday, working overtime. Look, look at me now. Look at me now. But behind this facade is the real me, the desperate me, the face scraping the floor, caked in mud, barely able to stand, barely maintaining balance as I scramble and buckle under the weight of me that I present to the world. I do the high kicks of social justice, the band dance of community action, the backflip of giving and serving, the pirouettes of my intelligence dance circles around the best of them, tricks and turns that make your head spin because I can do it all. And it's exhausting. Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Rest? Rest? Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Do not be afraid. Do not worry. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes. Yes, I know that. Okay. Jesus, our Savior. Jesus, our Comforter. Jesus, who reconciled us. Jesus, who spent most of his time sitting under a tree, you know, talking to his friends. Jesus, God made flesh, had a mere 33 years on earth, 3 years of ministry, and how did he spend his time? Hanging out. And who was he hanging out with? Just some normal dudes like you do. Tax collectors, some fishermen, you know? Not the kind of guys who are going to really help you get ahead. I mean, he had the power. He could have gone and converted Caesar or something, but instead, he spent his time going for long walks on the beach, sitting under trees and doing a bit of fishing. Could he have done more? I know you can't say those things, but do you know what I mean? Because look at the life that we lead, the lives we lead. Look at this world that we live in. You can't stop or you're going to get run over. I can barely take a sick day without being riddled with guilt, worrying that without me, everything is going to fall apart. Or maybe I'm worried that people will think I'm not pulling my weight. Or, better yet, maybe I'm really worried that they won't even notice that I'm gone. I mean, I would love to stop. I would. I'd love to slip away and sit with some people who want to do life well. I'd love to spend some time hanging out under a tree or in a boat or whatever and just hash out the great questions of life. But that's not reality. Panic rises. So, why are we here? To serve God and to love others. Do my days filled with busyness do that? Does my losing myself in my work, my social engagements, the things I think I ought to do, serve God? Am I loving others, or am I just looking out for myself? Self. The self and ego rears its ugly head, and beneath my crisis of identity, my stress, my burnout, working overtime, and my overloaded social schedule, the ego peeks out and I see my reflection for real. Is what drives me the desire to serve God, or is it the fear of not being valued, validated? The fear of revealing my failures and my inadequacies. The fear that God might not come through for me, and so I better keep working just in case. The fear that Jesus' way of life, his focus on people and relationships rather than multitasking, might have something to it. But I'm desperately afraid that my life will come crashing down around me if I stop, if I do life differently. So what's all this about? This relentless drive. It's about me. At the end of the day, it's about me. What is it that drives me? Fear, perhaps? The secret belief that I'm going to reveal myself as a fraud? So I keep trying, doing, showing, performing, because look at me. I can do it all. But if no one cared how you lived your life, how would you live it? If no one cared what job you had, what job would you do? What if God told you that all he wanted was for you to serve him and love others? What if the rest of it didn't really matter in the end? That's it. And that's what we have to do in this world. Jesus showed us this. Jesus came to earth and loved and healed and challenged, but he didn't run around like a madman desperately trying to impress everyone in the Roman Empire. He started one relationship at a time, healing one person at a time, loving one person at a time. So, what is it that drives you? These lies we tell ourselves. What does that slave driver on your shoulder say? Because that is the thing that we need to confess. And we know that it's not about busyness. That's not what it's about. It's about the thing that's underneath. So this is an act of confession about what keeps you focused on you and not on God. Now is the time. Just think for a moment about what is that thing? What is that voice? The voice that drives you. And in just a moment, we're going to write it down and offer it to God, because his voice is not the voice of the relentless slave driver. His is a voice of freedom. So the question is, what is it that you would like to be free from today? So we're going to pass out these. I'm going to give everyone a luggage tag. So take a moment to write down, what is that thing that you'd like to leave behind today? And once you've written it, you can just stand up and tie it on the string. That's across the room here. Just take your time. Mm-hmm.